Okay.
You have me.
Oh, that was...
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I need to think about what we're doing for one up.
I think we should do something really, like, vocally animated.
Something
like,
right.
Really,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
maybe,
before.
You think maybe we should do
something?
All right,
should
let's
I
do...
speak directly into the microphone?
Right. I should never have trusted you guys.
You should have just put it over there.
Whoa!
No, an improv troupe. No, I have to be able to pick this up. It won't interfere.
Okay, no, it's fine. Okay.
What's so, wrong with your hair today?
Kat, put your
oh
pants
on!
This is for.
Kat, why is your belly button so hairy?
Okay.
Come on, that's
okay.
Huge.
Guys, let's it's gonna be a quick one. Okay, so let's just do a really quick. Hey, we're gonna do a quick stretch and share. And try and keep them really short, really gamey, real quick. And then that'll give me time to think about what our actual warm up is gonna be. So, whoever's got a story, let's start first.
I have, I always drop my phone. Like, my iPhone is disgusting. Like, the front is entirely cracked. And I've been trying to like be really good with it, but my purse was on the ground. And the other day I was just like, I mean, it's only a single, it's not like I can walk through, but I went in my room and I like stepped on my purse and I heard something crack and I went, and the back of my phone is completely like splattered. So now I just have to deal with people constantly being like, oh, you dropped your phone. Like, you dropped your phone? Did you crack your phone? And I'm like, yeah, dumbass. That's the way how I crack my phone and people continuously try to make funny, unfunny jokes about it.
So I went to the bar last night with Steve, and apparently as we were walking around together, hand in hand, through the crowded bar, like a Journey song, I passed ahead of him, and a guy watched me, not knowing he was behind me, like watched me walk away and goes to his friend, dude, that girl's famous.
Oh.
And that's all he heard. And so he told me this, and he thought I'd be like elated, but instead I've been like, for what? Oh my god, for what? They're like, maybe confuse me with like a girl like blowjob Betty from the film department or someone, or maybe like I am famous and I don't know what for.
True.
So if you've heard anything, please tell me. So yeah.
Today I was in TV class.
Today I was in TV class and I was eating cantaloupe and I like was holding two pieces at once and they slipped apart. And one of them just fell on the floor, like, 3 feet in front of me. And in my head, I was like, oh, my God, this means I have to get up. Like, what if I bend over and people see my butt crack? Like, this is, like, a huge deal. So I spent, like, a lot of time contemplating the physical action it would take to get me to that piece of cantaloupe and to the trash can. So eventually I just, like slithered out of it and then... went over, picked it up, and then walked back and let out like an audible like, and turned around and no one had seen anything. It was totally fine.
What is a good sure? Today I was trying to get in touch with a guy or the boss at like an internship, a potential internship, and so I called and he didn't answer, so I left a message and everything, gave him my number, everything like. 10 minutes later, he calls back, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I have to, like, leave work. I go outside and everything to get better reception, and I'm, like, ready for this awesome call. And I answer the phone, and all I hear is rustling and everything. I'm like, hello, hello. And he's, like, not answering back, and I hear rustling, and I just hear grunting and just, like, a lot of noises that are just, like, everything was just like, Jesus. I don't know what to do. I don't know if to yell louder to make him, like, because I don't know what he's doing. I hope yoga. But and so then I was like, I just turned off my phone and sat there for a while. I was like, should I call back or wait till he's done?
A good technique is to whistle. And they'll hear it.
Okay, you can go.
Oh, thank you. So today I took a test.
Crap.
And this is my stretch.
Okay, this
right, so,
I'm not doing it.
So today I took a test, and after said test, I finished my test and I went outside. And this girl, who I did not recognize, came up to me and started yelling at me, saying, "Who the hell does she think she is? Why would she do that? She's such a bitch!" And ran away, and I, for the life of me, did not understand what was going on, and I was so scared, And it took me a little bit to realize that it was a young lady in my class who was very upset about the test, I suppose. But I just, things like that happen, and I don't know why. It was so weird.
So today I got food poisoning from ABP. It was really, really awful. But I went to my Shakespeare class, and it was empty, and I am one of those people who, like, if people aren't participating, I'm always the one to, like, raise my hand and just cover it up, because I feel bad for the teacher. So even though I was having, like, this, like, throbbing, like, it, like, came in waves, so she was, like, asking us to read these super long passages from King, like, Henry IV or something, and it just the whole, no one was, like, raised their hand to read, so I raised my hand, and I was just reading it, it was like, and then Hosper came and took it, dost thou want a piece of bread? Oh, God, so it was just like, it would like go on a little bit normal, and it would just be like, oh God, take me! And I think it worked well for the mom.
Was it going to Billy? Because she'd love it.
No, it was Passapathy, do not take her.
Yeah, it was, I dropped that.
Yeah, do not take her class.
I love Marine.
The other day, when it was really nice out, me and my friends were just hanging outside, and we decided that we would try talking to different people in accents, and see if they would believe us that we were from like different places. And it worked, and it went horribly. I pretended I was from Australia, and then the accent morphed into a Scottish person. So I was like, oh, I have to go. So I just left in the middle of the conversation with the person.
That's cool. All
right, that's everybody. So let's stand up now that we just got on the ground. And we're just going to do a quick, the two-line things where we just do three lines and establish relationship.
Three line scenes?
Yep. So we all know how to do that. So just resolving relationship place and what the game is. And we'll just go through that and do that like once so everyone goes twice. And then we'll just jump right into it just so we'll make this a quick rehearsal.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, love
goodbye.
You.
Goodbye.
I have a huge dick.